Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. A wedding.
Have I got news for you, Sarah?
What's that, James?
It's Lucien and Claire. They've finally decided to get married.
So when is the magic day going to be?
They originally thought of February.
February? But that's next month.
Yes, I think they realised it would be a bit of a rush, so they finally settled on May.
That sounds much better. I suppose it's off for the honeymoon then, eh?
Sarah told me that they're going to wait until the end of June, when she stops teaching. Lucien's company has given him 3 months off too, so they're planning to spend the whole summer going round the Far East.
Sounds wonderful.
I haven't told you all of it. Lucien's asked me to be his best man.
You must have been thrilled to bits when he told you.
Well, I was. How could you not be? But I've started to get a little nervous. I'll have to make a speech at the wedding. And you know what I'm like about public speaking. I'm dreadful.
Don't worry, love. You'll be fine. I'll give you a hand putting pen to paper. You know what this means, don't you? I've got nothing suitable to wear in my wardrobe, so it'll have to be something new.
Have I got news for you, Sarah?
What's that, James?
It's Lucien and Claire. They've finally decided to get married.
So when is the magic day going to be?
They originally thought of February.
February? But that's next month.
Yes, I think they realised it would be a bit of a rush, so they finally settled on May.
That sounds much better. I suppose it's off for the honeymoon then, eh?
Sarah told me that they're going to wait until the end of June, when she stops teaching. Lucien's company has given him 3 months off too, so they're planning to spend the whole summer going round the Far East.
Sounds wonderful.
I haven't told you all of it. Lucien's asked me to be his best man.
You must have been thrilled to bits when he told you.
Well, I was. How could you not be? But I've started to get a little nervous. I'll have to make a speech at the wedding. And you know what I'm like about public speaking. I'm dreadful.
Don't worry, love. You'll be fine. I'll give you a hand putting pen to paper. You know what this means, don't you? I've got nothing suitable to wear in my wardrobe, so it'll have to be something new.
Getting together.
Hello?
Hi, Mary. It's Pete.
Oh, hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, just a little snowed under at work.
I know how you feel. Listen, the reason I'm ringing is that I'm going to be in your area this morning, and I wondered if you had time to grab a bite to eat.
Sorry, Pete, but I can't today. An important client is in town, and I've got to wine and dine them at lunchtime. I should get off early tonight, though, so how about meeting for coffee? I don't think I'll be able to face food.
That sounds great. Where should we meet?
What about the Italian around the corner from here? You know, the one you like with the huge screen for football matches.
What? Bar Italia? Fine. So what time?
How about 5:30? That'll give me enough time to tidy things up here in the office.
That's perfect.
Hello?
Hi, Mary. It's Pete.
Oh, hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, just a little snowed under at work.
I know how you feel. Listen, the reason I'm ringing is that I'm going to be in your area this morning, and I wondered if you had time to grab a bite to eat.
Sorry, Pete, but I can't today. An important client is in town, and I've got to wine and dine them at lunchtime. I should get off early tonight, though, so how about meeting for coffee? I don't think I'll be able to face food.
That sounds great. Where should we meet?
What about the Italian around the corner from here? You know, the one you like with the huge screen for football matches.
What? Bar Italia? Fine. So what time?
How about 5:30? That'll give me enough time to tidy things up here in the office.
That's perfect.
Self-service checkouts.
Have you tried out the new self-service checkout machines at Tesco's yet, Ben?
No, I haven't, Jane. Why, am I missing something?
They're kind of neat, that's all. It's all automated and simplified, so you can do it yourself.
How do they work?
Well, you have a touchscreen computer and one of those swipe lights. You know, where you pass the product over and it reads the, you know, the stripy printed tag. The computer tells you on the screen what things you've bought, how much they cost, and after that you put the things in the bag. It measures the weight of the bag against what you've bought, so it knows if you've not paid for everything.
Is that what the future's going to be all about? I mean, I'm buying the stuff from them, aren't I? And now they're telling me that I've got to do my own checking out, so they don't have to pay anyone to do it. And do you realise how many families are dependent upon one parent working at a checkout in a supermarket? Now they're all going to be unemployed. And far from making things more efficient, it's going to take even longer, because some idiots in front of you won't know how to use the machine, and so you'll spend even longer waiting in queues.
Have you tried out the new self-service checkout machines at Tesco's yet, Ben?
No, I haven't, Jane. Why, am I missing something?
They're kind of neat, that's all. It's all automated and simplified, so you can do it yourself.
How do they work?
Well, you have a touchscreen computer and one of those swipe lights. You know, where you pass the product over and it reads the, you know, the stripy printed tag. The computer tells you on the screen what things you've bought, how much they cost, and after that you put the things in the bag. It measures the weight of the bag against what you've bought, so it knows if you've not paid for everything.
Is that what the future's going to be all about? I mean, I'm buying the stuff from them, aren't I? And now they're telling me that I've got to do my own checking out, so they don't have to pay anyone to do it. And do you realise how many families are dependent upon one parent working at a checkout in a supermarket? Now they're all going to be unemployed. And far from making things more efficient, it's going to take even longer, because some idiots in front of you won't know how to use the machine, and so you'll spend even longer waiting in queues.